Panic Zone. I'm Steve Ryan, America's Voice, for Monday, October 19, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know just 15 days to go before Election Day. Here's number three. Michigan, the latest state to knock down the push by Democrats to allow votes to be counted after Election Day. The Democrats keep losing in court on this issue. Number two, polling is changing quickly all over the country. The IBD tip poll has gone from nearly a 10-point lead for Joe Biden to just 5 in less than a week. And Biden has fallen below the magical 50% mark. Don't get overconfident quite yet, kids. And number one, Republican senators demanding answers from Christopher Wray and the FBI about a computer the agency seized back in December of 2019, apparently owned by Hunter Biden. But after dropping it off at a repair shop, he never paid for the computer, never picked it up. That's when the shop owner made copies of everything on the hard drive and turned it over to authorities. The FBI seized this computer, like I said, December 2019. It contained 40,000 emails, thousands of text messages, a lot of damning evidence, 25,000 pictures were told and videos. Many of them of a sexual nature, some of them of a pornographic nature, we're told. But the real problem is what it outlines as far as business arrangements. And Hunter Biden connecting his father, the former vice president, directly when he was vice president to the high-ups at Burisma, the energy company Hunter Biden has been connected to, the energy company that was connected to corruption, that was being investigated by Ukrainian officials, the same prosecutor that was forced out of a job by Joe Biden in the famous comments that he bragged about getting the prosecutor fired. That came less than a year after he apparently met with top officials from Burisma. And then in text messages, Hunter Biden telling his sister, at least you don't have to pay dad 50%. Tying it all together. Rudy Giuliani on this program on Friday said if it were a RICO statute case, be the best piece of evidence he ever had. And now, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says it's time for the FBI to tell us, is the material contained on that laptop, which you have in your possession for almost a year, is it real? Is it legitimate? Or is Christopher Wray just as compromised and just as dirty as James Comey? One would have to wonder at this point, because if you had a laptop computer that has this damning evidence connecting Hunter Biden to corruption in Ukraine, connecting it all the way back to the former vice president and the Obama administration, why have you not come up with the information and told the American public what the truth is, Christopher Wray? Why has that not come out at this point? It's ridiculous, and the Biden campaign will say nothing about it. Joe Biden, in fact, attacked a reporter about it from CBS. Said it's just another smear job. I'd expect that from you. We're not going to go to that, but we are going to go to the Sunday shows where Jenna Arnold, among others, tried to defend the Biden position of saying nothing and not denying it. Here's the question. It's very simple. Are the emails and text messages legitimate? Are they authentic? Are they real? That's the only question. Here's a Sunday exchange on Fox News with Jenna Arnold. Listen to this. Bite number three. Go.
So much of this is unconfirmed.
Okay. So, Jenna, it's real simple. You say it's unconfirmed. Tell us what parts are not true. Now, Hunter Biden knows what emails he has and hasn't sent. Are you saying, in the campaign, saying that these emails aren't his?
It's unclear to me. I would say that what's so important right now, from both the American citizen and the media, yourself included, Leland, is to continue to ask clarifying questions about this, why the FBI is investigating. But it's imperative to note that the NSA told them that Giuliani was being played by these emails.
The easiest thing in the world to do would be to say these aren't Hunter Biden's emails. Nobody, including Hunter Biden and including the campaign, has said it.
Nobody. Is it real or not? It's ridiculous. So that was a big part of the Sunday programs. The other part that I want to focus on that I haven't gotten to yet today, and I do want to touch on, is packing the Supreme Court. Joe Biden has said he will not say whether or not he would pack the Supreme Court until he sees what happens with the confirmation hearings of Amy Coney Barrett, which is in contradiction to the fact that he's been saying, and the campaign for Joe Biden has been saying for weeks now, that American voters have the right to weigh in on the Supreme Court justice. Therefore, she should not be in the confirmation process at all until after there's an election. And yet Joe Biden contradicts himself by saying, I won't tell you until election day, when we know that millions of people have already voted and are voting every day right now. Well, Joe Biden, don't you owe America an explanation of what you would do with packing the Supreme Court? Apparently not. Let's see. Chris Coons, Senator, Delaware. He says they will consider packing the court. He finally said it straight up. Bite five. Go. Bite five.
So you oppose.
And then if we happen to be in the fact pattern where we have a president, steps are to rebalance our federal judiciary.
So your mind is open about adding justices to the Supreme Court? Yes or no? Just your mind is open?
Yes.
Your mind's open. Okay.
In fact, it'll be job number one. It will be job number one for the Democrats to pack the court. I think that might be true regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens, that might be job number one. No question. Listen to this. Pete Buttigieg, a guy jockeying for position in the Biden cabinet. He has no qualifications to be there. He was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And he's gay. I guess those are the two qualifications that he thinks are most important. Oh, and he's totally pro-abortion. No room for abortion advocates, for pro-life advocates of the Democrat Party. He's made that clear. A fringe individual. He says packing the court? It's a good idea. Bite number four with Pete Buttigieg. Bite number four. Go.
As you pointed out, millions of Americans are already voting. I believe 22 million plus have already voted. So if Joe Biden wants them to know what he's going to do on the court, shouldn't he have told them weeks ago? And secondly, you, more than almost anyone else I can remember in the Democratic primaries, used to talk about increasing the size of the court. In fact, I remember us discussing 15 justices. Is that what you hope a President Biden would do?
My views haven't changed. I think bipartisan reform with the purpose of reducing the politicization of the court is a really promising idea.
Reducing the politicization of the court by packing the court. That is the most absurd answer you possibly could have given, Mr. Mayor. You want to reduce the politicization by undermining one of the three branches of government. Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm glad you're not going to be anywhere near the White House or the Oval Office, for that matter, as far as being president. Thankfully, we've got that going for us. Let's see here. We've still got Mercedes Schlapp coming up in the program. Rich Studley will join me. James Taylor will be here. Tudor Dixon, Randy Bishop, and straight ahead, Richard Bruner will be here. But Mercedes Schlapp coming up on the program, so don't go anywhere. We want to make sure we get her in from the Trump campaign senior advisor. Down to just 5 points now, the lead for Joe Biden collapsing. In fact, if you look across the swing states, it's getting tight all over. Tight all over. Is he in a better position today than he was, than Hillary Clinton? I don't think so. I don't think so. Bigger lead nationally? Maybe. But in the swing states? I don't think so. Erie County, Pennsylvania, notwithstanding. 14 after on a Monday. It is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.